Nolte, Chrislick's firing is only a symptom of CNN's incurable cancer. By John Nolte on June 7, 2023. My favorite part of the whole Chrislick fired story is everyone pretending former CEO Chrislick was the problem. Licht was obviously a hapless narcissist dumb enough to allow a fake journalist from the far-left Atlantic to follow him around for a year. He got what he deserved. But firing Chris Licht is like firing the cabin boy for the sinking of the Titanic. Licht wasn't the problem. CNN is the problem. If you need proof of this, let's look at why Licht was fired. We all know why. He was fired over former President Trump dominating a CNN town hall. That's all. That's it. All that happened on that fateful night was that Trump managed to do three things. 1. Express his beliefs. 2. Look like a man in command of the day's issues. And 3. Overcome the not very bright moderator brought in to trip him up. Think about that. The leading candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, the man currently ahead of his fraudulent see Joe Biden in the polls, looked good while informing the country of his vision for the future, so the CEO had to go. A cancer-free institution would not have fired anyone over such a thing. And it wasn't as if CNN's dim-witted town hall moderator failed to challenge Trump. She did. She tried. It was just that Trump was too prepared and too clever for her. She badgered, she nagged, she lied. He ducked her weak jabs and won by a landslide. That's all that happened that night. A Republican helped his electoral prospects. But CNN is an institution staffed and run by far-left propagandists who will not tolerate a Donald Trump looking good. These wretched people, the Anderson Coopers, John Kings, Dana Bashes, Jake Tappers, Aaron Burnett's, Christiana Manpour's, are so corrupt, entitled, and intolerant that Trump looking good is a hanging offense. The woke Gestapo at CNN, specifically Burnett, Tapper, and Cooper, who we now know actively lobbied to fire Licht, are CNN. They are that failed institution and an institution that corrupt, entitled, and intolerant is too broken to be salvageable. The fact that someone, the CEO, no less, tried to destroy Trump, faced an internal revolt, and was then fired for failing to destroy Trump is a symptom of what's really wrong with CNN. Let's back up a bit. Within the parameters of classic journalism, of what journalism once was and should be again, nothing that was anything but positive happened during that town hall. The leading presidential candidate was questioned and challenged. He also managed to articulately express and defend his ideas. That's how journalism is supposed to work. But what journalism has become, especially at CNN, is a bigoted hate outlet determined to subjugate half the country. What CNN's brown shirts demanded from that town hall was not news. Was not voters having the opportunity to hear out the next potential president. Instead, the brown shirts demanded headlines about how Trump was destroyed, annihilated, disgraced, and owned. And when they failed to get those headlines, when actual journalism accidentally occurred, thanks only to Trump's smarts and preparedness, the frothing at the mouth brown shirts demanded a scalp. You see, partisans such as Burnett, Cooper, and Tapper don't care about journalism or allowing the leading presidential contender to express his views to we the people. All these bigots care about is furthering the fascist cause of the federal government and their own personal status within the overall corporate media. That's another thing. Trump's town hall triumph cost CNN staffers their status in the woke Reich. To reclaim that status, they had to make a big, public stink demanding Licht's scalp. Do you think this leaked by accident? No. That Wall Street Journal story is only about one thing: crybabies and liars looking to reclaim their status. So, throughout all this silly, pointless corporate drama, remember why Licht was fired. Because after Donald Trump was questioned, challenged, and fact-checked, he still managed to look good. And that truth tells us CNN is staffed with a malignant cancer no one has the moral courage to remove. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.